This morning, my heart is filled so much with a lot of things to share with us. The next few weeks, we're going to be talking on the issues of the mind. Because Jesus says it's from the mind that proceeds issues of life. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 7a, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The thinking heart is the mind, the soul of man. It's precious to God. I've talked about this a few times. But God wants me to talk about some things and also to remind us of some things. Repetition is the mother of perfection. When you're able to repeat and repeat and repeat, it's either you get it or not, but I'm sure you'll get it. And in getting it, it benefits your life. I began to ask myself, and eventually turning to God, why was the crown of thorns placed on the head of Jesus? What kind of a mind will weave the crown of thorns, sharp thorns, and place it on the head of a person who they don't understand fine? And then they did not just place it there. They pressed it in to the extent that even blood began to flow from his head, from his brows, all over his face. Because the Bible says that when we see him, we do not even recognize him. He was bruised and battered. Starts from the head. And I began to understand in my spirit, man, that the thorns with all the sharp thorns on that crown, so-called, the cruelty of mankind, were issues. So Jesus, by the shedding of the blood from his head, was taking care of issues from your mind, issues from my mind. His blood was flowing on those issues. Today I pray that God will set you free. Amen. There is somebody here that sometimes when you sit down, it's as if your mind will burst. It's as if your head wants to burst out of thinking. Today the Lord is going to set you free. I said today God is going to set you free in the name of Jesus. The human mind is a wonderful thing. The human mind is a great thing. One of the biggest gifts that God has given us as people, our mind. When you have a sound mind, that's enough to rejoice in the presence of God for. Because there are people who do not have sound mind. When they lose their mind, they lost their dignity. When they lose their mind, they don't even recognize who they are. They can't coordinate. You and I can still coordinate. Because we have sound mind. Can somebody lift up their hand and just thank God and say, "Lord, I thank you because I have sound mind." The human mind never stops working. The human mind is an industry. It's a factory. 24 hours every day industry. In every industry, the product of that industry is based on the raw materials that is put in the machineries of that industry. Am I right? Praise the Lord. So is the mind. The mind produces after what is fed inside it. The mind produces after the raw materials that is fed inside it. In an industry where you have different machines for different things, if you put the wrong thing in the wrong machine, that machine is going to collapse. That machine is not going to work effectively. The same thing with the human mind. When the human mind is not fed with the right thing, then you become weak. As a Christian, you become weak. Bodily, you become weak. Depression cannot start anywhere but from the mind. The mind is vulnerable, even though for each and every one of us, our vulnerability differs from one person to another. Satan attacks the mind. Satan barrages the mind on a daily basis. Let me tell you something. You may not be equipped. You may not even know how to change circumstances around you, because you are not in control. For example, you are not in control of the weather, are you? A few days ago, we learned that summer is officially over. But we are still in the 80s. A couple of days ago, we were in the 90s. But summer was officially over. We are not in control of that. We are not in control of the sun shining and the sun setting. But guess what? Each and every one of us, we are in control of our mind. You are in charge of your mind. Tell your neighbor, you are in charge of your mind. You are in control of your mind. You are in control of your attitude. Amen? Your attitude towards people. Some people have stinking attitude. It's because of the stinkiness of their mind. Your attitude towards things and your attitude towards life in general. There are some people, they don't see anything good in life. They don't see anything good in a day. They don't think anybody is worth it. It's because of what's going on in their mind. And it's a lie of the devil. Praise the Lord. Your mind can manufacture pain. Your mind can manufacture pleasure. This morning we were talking about looking at the world or life, God's view. Our perception to life, who you are, determines how you see life. It's from the mind. Our thinking is important where our destinies are concerned. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as your soul, even as your mind prospers. It's amazing how we know the answer, but we do nothing about it because of our thinking. A lot of people still believe that just work hard. There's nothing wrong with hard work. It's good. There's honor in hard work. But we are living in the age of work smart. Hello? Did you hear me? We are living in the age of what? Work smart. You can work smart and hard. What do I want to do today? I want to help you pay attention to what you have. I want to help you mind your mind. David begged God and said, Lord, help me to set a watch at the gates of my lips. The mouth does not work by itself. Amen. It works in conjunction with what? The mind. I want to help you mind your mind. Paying attention to your mind. Because your mind is a factory, remember? You can use it to manufacture whatever you need. You can use it to manufacture whatever you want. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a state that as though I was going to lose my mind. For almost 48 hours, I was going to go, I was almost on the borderline of depression. Ask me why, I don't know. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And thank God for a good wife. That day I got to this pulpit, the second day of that day, I got to this pulpit. I couldn't preach because God knew I couldn't preach. And God took over. If you remember, we prayed. That was my liberation moment. That was my liberation moment. My wife was asking me, how do you feel now when we were on our way home? I said, I'm much better now. Because when we pile up pressure, when we pile up things in the mind that we refuse to give to God, I have too much on my plate. And I was stuffing myself up in my head. I was almost beginning to see myself as a failure. And Satan was having a field day. Satan was almost telling me, gotcha. Every time I tried to snap out of it by myself, I couldn't do anything. Instead, I would sit motionless. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Attention to what you have has the power to give you the ability to get what you need and what you want. Let me tell you something. Money is not a cure for depression. Hello? Because some people think when I get money, my problems are solved. There are some problems money cannot solve. Rather, money heaps up more problems. Let me give you an insight. Some people are not ready for this because the more success you enjoy, the more enemy you are going to make. And the more pressure you are going to have. Amen? Because there is no way your mind will not always be going to your money. Amen? And you might fill yourself with just my money. My money. That's why you see a lot of people, a lot of rich people with high blood pressure. Am I lying? They are rich. And you are like, well, if I can only be like that person. I read in the news of a guy, two guys in England who were living large. Ferrari, Lamborghini, popping champagne. And if our young people see them, they're going to be like, wow, that's the life. Lord, that's the kind of life I'm praying for. Make me popular. Give me money. Make me like brother Onyebuchi. But brother, Onyebuchi is a fraudster. And FBI are looking for him. Do you want FBI to look for you too? Be careful what you wish for. Hello? Be careful. Satan brings pressure. Pressure on the mind. How? Through fear. Fear of failure. Fear of you won't amount to anything. Fear of no matter what you do, nothing is going to get better for you. Oh, you are going to remain alone forever. Nobody's going to look at you. You'll never have a baby. All kinds of fear. The game and the gimmick of the devil. What do I need to tell you about fear? Fear makes you keep looking back. Fear makes you keep looking back. Fear puts the uncertainty of the present and the uncertainty of the future into your mind, whereby you keep looking back. You keep looking back, and before you know it, the more you look back, the more, the quicker you end up going back. And that's what the devil wants. He wants you to go back from pursuing the purpose of God, because things look easy, things look difficult. Because you are facing challenges upon challenges, Satan is telling you it's not worthy to press on. Like Satan has told some people, oh, Wisdom Assembly, that's the way they are going to be. For the last 5 years, they move here. That's the way. Somebody says Satan is a liar. And I stand on the altar of God. Those people will not die. They will not be sick. Praise the Lord. They will join us in celebration. As if I knew it. Only six people are excited about what I just said. I said they won't die. I said they won't fall sick. In their very presence, we will complete what we have started, and we will celebrate with them. They will join us in celebration. If you believe it, say a good amen. You see, oh Lord, it's one thing to believe. It's good. But there's something else. There's a level in the believing. It's called knowing. That is to say, nothing around you can change your mind, because you just know that you know that God is going to make it happen, and God is going to use you to make it happen. That's the level I am. I just know. It has gone beyond belief. Fear keeps you thinking there's no way out. There's no solution. The task is impossible. You can't do it. But then, did I tell you what I'm talking about? What's on your mind? That's the title of this message. What's on your mind? What's in your mind? What's on your mind? Figure it out however it suits you. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? Is your mind in collaboration with God? It's your mind. Is your mind in collaboration with your God-given destiny? I said faith and hope. Those ones, they keep you pressing forward. The moment a man loses hope, he probably has lost everything. Faith and hope, they keep you moving. They keep you pressing. I shared the story of a man who is an executive of a publishing house. Actually was the founder, or he's the founder. And guess what? For 24 years, they never turned a profit. 24 years. Some people came to that company and left. The guy said he had to mortgage his house to pay salaries sometime. But some people stood with him who had passion like him and believed in the vision. 24 years. Then one day, they now published a book. All the books they've been publishing, nobody thought to read it or buy it. But then, a time came, because this man refused to give up. They published this one book. And the book instantly sold 6 million. You know, you can't sell a book for $1. Those kind of books. So the book probably, let's even say, $9.99 or say $10. $10 and 6 million. Mathematicians. It was an overnight success. 24 years in the waiting. He said they paid off all their debt. They had more than enough. Now all the books they published before, people started buying it. Talk about timing. Talk about timing. A lot of people make decisions in their valley situation. How can you make permanent decisions when you are low? Don't do it. Don't do it. Let God make that decision for you. Amen. Faith and hope keeps you pressing forward, regardless of the challenges you face. Who knew that Moses, 40 years in the palace, and God did not call him audibly. Now 40 years in the wilderness, he now saw burning bush. And God now said, it's time. Hello? Man's timetable and God's timetable, they are not the same thing. Don't let your mind deceive you because of what you are going through. Don't let your mind deceive you because of where you are. Don't let your mind deceive you because of the challenges you are facing. Somebody say, I'm an overcomer. Oh, you didn't say it like you believe it. Come on, say it like you believe it. So what am I trying to say here? Don't allow your mind to define who you are. Don't allow your mind to define your destiny based on your past mistakes. Let me tell you something about mistakes. If it was possible, my middle name would have been Mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Our mistakes are just different from one another. Don't let a man or anybody, any institution crucify you because you made mistakes. It's in your weakness, in your weakest moment, that God always shows his strength. Mistakes are meant to be made. Some mistakes can be tragic. But let me tell you something. Let me quickly go ahead of myself. Let me tell you something. There are some tragedies that happens in life. Some people die in that tragedy. Those people, there's nothing they can do. But some people survive that tragedy. Now, the most tragic situation for those people who survived that tragedy It's not going to be the tragedy they went through. It's going to be the fact that they did not learn anything from that tragedy. If you don't learn anything from your mistake, then that's a tragedy. That's the worst tragedy. You've been down, then you rise, but you never learned anything while you were going down. You never learned anything while you were down. You never learned anything while you were rising. That's a tragedy. Because you are saying, well, it just happened. But guess what? Nothing just happens. Am I helping somebody? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, listen to this, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Where are the strongholds? Casting down imaginations. Those strongholds are in the mind. We fight the battle of the mind. Our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of negative, evil imaginations of the mind. Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Listen to this. Bringing into captivity. What? Every thought. Capture. Tame your mind. Control your thinking. Bring your thinking to the obedience of the word of God. That's why you tell your mind, my mind, you are going to respond to the word of God. You are going to respond to the presence of God. You are going to respond to the way of God. Let me say something a little bit about focus here. I can look at something and I put my eyes on it, and yet I'm seeing nothing. How many of you understand what I just said? You are looking at something. You are really looking at it. Just like some of you are looking at me. But you don't see me. Why? Because your mind is not engaged with your eyes. You are looking, but your mind is at home. So you are just looking. You are not seeing anything. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. Amen. So focus actually is not the function of the eyes. Focus is the function of the mind. Whatever you don't put your mind to cannot yield for you. You enter a classroom and the devil tells you already, mathematics. You won't understand it. You will fail it. How many of you, when you were in secondary school, math was your worst subject? Because you were scared of the numbers. It was fear. It was not because you can't do it. And somebody is blaming the teacher. But if you blame the teacher, other people in that classroom, they understood it. The same teacher. It's a matter of fear. Satan has crippled that mind that you can't understand it. A plus 2 square is equal to 3. You will never understand it. A plus. And sometimes you are looking at the answer. Even if they give you the answer and the work is, you just be looking at it like this. You are gone. Because you are dead inside. Fear has killed you. That's how people stand before their solution. And they are dead inside. They don't even see it. God is saying, this is the way out. and they are looking at it, and they are dead inside.